In his Gospel, St. John recorded six so-called predicated I am sayings of Jesus. Some say that there are seven, and separate the I am the good shepherd from I am the sheep gate, both found in chapter 10. These sayings are called predicated to separate them from other verses that contain the words I am, such as St. John the Baptist, who said, I am not the Christ. The predicated part offers the reader some aspect of Jesus' role among his disciples and indeed within the church. Sometimes they are called ego eimi sayings from the Latin language, and all of them can be linked back to the identity of God from his announcements of it to Moses recorded in the book called Exodus. In chapter 3 of that book we may read, Moses said to God, if I come to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God identified himself to Moses as, I am who I am. Thus, this use of ego eimi, I am, by Jesus, tells his listeners, and of course us, albeit some 2,000 years later, that he has divinity, he is God's equal, he is part of the eternal Godhead. In fact, he is God. Imagine for a moment that you are living as a Jew at the time of Jesus in first century Palestine. As part of your religious obligations, you would go to the temple to attend public worship. The first thing you would see on entering the temple area would be a vine made of gold with clusters of golden grapes as tall as a man. Flavius Josephus, the Roman historian, tells us that this vine extended 25 cubits from north to south and that its top was 70 cubits from the ground. In modern measurements, that's about 40 feet from north to south and 100 feet above the ground. Later, but not of course on the Sabbath, you might visit your local shop. The currency that you would use would also be engraved with a vine. All of this symbolism was a reminder to the Jews that Israel was the vine of the Lord. One example of this imagery of the vine is to be found in Psalm 80, where we may read, you bought a vine out of Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, it took deep root and filled the lands. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand has planted. Jesus did not simply make a reference to the vine. Did you notice his words in our gospel? Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Everyone listening to Jesus knew exactly what he was saying and what he meant because they knew what the Hebrew scriptures said about the vine and its association with God. Jesus was contrasting himself with Israel. Jesus was saying that he succeeds where Israelites had failed. Jesus says he is taking Israel's place as the vine of the Lord. He says that he bears the fruit that Israel never did bear or could bear. Jesus says he alone fulfills the Father's expectations so that the Father is never disappointed when he looks for fruit on the vine of his Son. When Jesus says, I am the vine, he is declaring himself to be the culmination and fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecy, language and imagery about the vine. The vine of Israel had been planted in a good land, but it failed to produce and therefore had to be pruned. Whole branches had been cut off and thrown away. Much had been burned. But in the midst of all this destruction, Jesus comes directly from God, the true vine. In verse 5, John records Jesus saying, "I am the vine and you are the branches." Let us make sure we properly understand this. Often we have the wrong idea and think of Jesus as the trunk and of ourselves as the shoots and branches that grow out of and get their nourishment from that stock. But Jesus did not say, "I am the stock," or "I am the trunk." Rather, he said, "I am the vine." What is the vine? The vine is the whole plant. Roots, stock, branches, fruit, and leaves. The whole plant. "I am the vine, you are the branches." Do we realize what Jesus is saying to us here? Perhaps I can draw three things to our attention. First, Jesus is saying that we are wholly and fully part of him. The vine branch imagery means that we are with Christ, united to Christ, one in Christ. Between the Saviour and his people, there is a unity, a bond of fellowship and love. Secondly, the vine branch imagery means that we have replaced Israel as the vine of the Lord, in and with and through Christ. Thirdly, the vine branch metaphor means that when Christ